Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Tabloid publisher David Pecker has told a New York jury how the National Enquirer helped quash negative stories about Donald Trump in 2016. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports on Pecker's testimony about a 2015 meeting with Trump and Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen.
He said that he was asked how he could help the Trump campaign, and he said that he agreed to use his magazine to do three things. First, publish positive stories about Trump. Second, publish negative stories about Trump's opponents. And third, he said that he could be the eyes and ears of the campaign, meaning that if he heard that there could be negative stories about Trump, he would notify Michael Cohen, especially stories coming from women.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo in New York. A $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan has been sent to President Biden for signing following final passage in Congress. The package also includes a proposed ban on TikTok if its China-based parent refuses to sell the platform. The U.S. Supreme Court today is set to hear a case that will test whether a state can ban medical termination of a pregnancy if a woman's health, but not her life, is in grave danger. Details from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
After the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, Idaho and a handful of other states enacted laws that ban all abortions except to save the life of the mother. The Biden administration contends those laws conflict with a federal law passed in 1986 called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act and known as EMTALA. It requires that hospitals receiving Medicare and Medicaid payments from the federal government, that they must provide at least stabilizing care for any patient whose life or health is in serious jeopardy. And in some cases, that would include a medical abortion. The only alternative under the Idaho law would be to transport the patient out of state. But the state contends that EMTALA does not provide a national baseline of care, and thus that the state is free to ban abortions except to save the life of the mother. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Starbucks is asking the Supreme Court to curb the power of the National Labor Relations Board. At issue are NLRB injunctions against companies accused of stifling unionization. The case stems from the firing of seven Starbucks workers who tried to unionize a store in Tennessee 2 years ago. Pennsylvania held its presidential primaries yesterday. Donald Trump easily won the Republican primary, and President Biden leads his Democratic challenger, Dean Phillips. Incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Casey will face GOP challenger David McCormick in November. That race could decide which political party gets to control the U.S. Senate next year. You're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.